Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
Very special morning this morning because it's the other side of the second Formula One of the season and a little bit of a break, but then it goes into back into Formula One mode as we stay in that region and go from China to Japan. Mm. A lot of controversy around yesterday's race, of course. Disqualification for Ferrari, and we didn't get into it in depth on the show this morning because, well, we didn't have an expert to give us expert opinion. Normally John's here to talk about a Formula One, but I thought in the world of Formula One, the voice of Sky Germany, one of the voices, it happens to be a good friend. We phoned him up this morning and asked him his take on the Formula One yesterday out of Japan, and he's been working really big hours on the weekend that was. Let's now chat to Ralf Schumacher, who joins us on the line. Ralf, good morning.
Good morning.
What a weekend it was. Japan is next, but China is first. And let's talk about those disqualifications for Ferrari yesterday. Did it come as a big surprise?
Well, I mean, Charles Leclerc, you know, with the weight, you wouldn't wonder because he lost part of his front wing.
Yes.
And they're always very tight on the weight, like 2 kilos. If you, you know, 10 kilos makes 3/10 laps. So imagine you have 2 kilos extra. You carry them for all the race distance. So you know why they go to the limit.
Yeah.
But still, you know what happened to Lewis Hamilton? It was a disaster. So I don't want to be in Fred's shoes in the moment because I'm sure he, you know, is having a hard time back in Italy.
He must be losing his marbles in Italy. But obviously taking away from that Formula One, that the fact that these cars are getting so much closer, looking at the McLarens and the speed of the McLarens, the pace of the Ferraris, and not too far off that pace is the pace of the Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, it is great to see. I mean, okay, we are at the end of a term, you know, a long term. So everybody, you know, had time enough to adapt to the rules. And you can tell that. And that's so great about Formula One this year, especially.
Yes.
And you see even the teammates, you know, like on Saturday, Lewis Hamilton was great and so fast with his car, almost 3/10 a lap faster than anybody else. Then being back in traffic, he couldn't do anything. And even his teammate with a broken front wing was faster, which is a fun fact. So Ferrari has to understand why their car is faster with a broken front wing. Difficult to, you know. For this poor aerodynamicist who earns so much money. And George Russell was also great. So yes, it's really nice. The only big disappointment I would say is Red Bull.
Yes.
You know, Max Verstappen. I mean, another year where since Adrian has left, you know, Vache cannot take over and the car is so difficult to drive. And they even now fire, by the look of it, Liam Lawson already. They are going to change him for Tsunoda, which is incredibly strange.
It is, and so soon in the season.
Yeah, it's not nice. You know, you're trying to build up. They spend so much money in the young driver program. And then, you know, after two races, you get fired. I don't know. Something is wrong at Red Bull. So they're not going to go anywhere.
Yeah. And then, of course, what was quite nice to see, and I'm sure you guys covered it as well from Sky Germany's point of view as well, was the massive celebration. And I spoke about it this morning, and you and I knew him very well and knew the family very well. And when we've chatted in the past about our time together with him, larger than life, Eddie Jordan filled our screens this past weekend with a celebration of the man that we knew. And we knew him just like that. I mean, if EJ was looking down from above, he'd be loving this past weekend because everyone was celebrating his life.
Oh yes, I'm sure he would. we know him, and I'm sure he loved the attention as he always did.
Was
kind of a fun fact because, you know, in his podcast with David Coulthard, and when he was in his role at television on the track, he always gave, you know, people a hard time there.
Yes.
And especially the guys of Formula One that did the rules. I remember, you know, when they got rid of the V10 engine, you know. So it was a kind of a hate love. But he did so much to Formula One. And he was the rock star of Formula One grid. And and on a personal point of view, he gave us the chance, Michael and myself. Without him, I wouldn't have had a Formula One seat maybe.
Yeah.
So he gave me the first car, the first contract. So that was an amazing thing. And then, I had that big pleasure and luck to spend all that time within the last few years back in Cape Town.
Absolutely. And in actual fact, he was the last person to play percussion with us, in actual fact. We had the pleasure of him, and we'll call it percussion, he'll call it the spoons, and Eddie would love us to call it percussion, because if he had a drum, it would have been a drum, but literally it was always a pleasure being in his company, and we'll remember those beautiful evenings, days, and with him long, long in the distant future. Ralf, thanks for your time this morning. I know it's been a crazy crazy time, obviously, doing the stuff for Sky Germany, and we've got a bit of a break before the next weekend. Hopefully, we'll see a lot more from the Red Bull team next outing. I think that the conditions might favour the Red Bull team in terms of the track conditions for the next Formula One, but we'll hopefully touch base and chat with you before the next Formula One.
Yeah, sure, why not? I mean, Red Bull, I think, is an illusion. They will have a hard time. They have to change a lot.
Yes.
But it will be very interesting to see the fight between McLaren and Ferrari. Because I'm sure they are back for Suzuka. That's a track for them.
I love it. Listen, my friend, have a great morning. Sending love your way, and we'll chat again next week.
Right, thanks. Have a nice morning.
Ciao, bye-bye. Ralph.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile 90.4 FM.